Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me start by congratulating you for the way in which you have steered our deliberations so far. We recognize that you are operating under very tight constraints as we seek a consensus outcome and appreciate that you are doing everything you can to reach language that would be as agreeable as possible to all. However, we cannot but express our disappointment at the fact that there is a pattern in this group where efforts towards consensus building lead inevitably to lowering the bar so much that the language loses much of its original ambition and added value. We find ourselves once again with language that broadly reiterates the application of IHL without adding much related to the specificities needed in the context of autonomous weapon systems, and even at some points risks diluting existing obligations under IHL. To answer your question about priorities, the State of Palestine has two main priorities for this report. The first relates to characterization. Despite it being excessively caveated, we are willing to go along with the formulation of the characterization. Having said that, we insist on the need to add the notion of nominal human input to this characterization, specifying that a nominal human input after the system's activation does not amount to a human intervention. This would close a potentially significant and dangerous loophole and is a priority for our delegation. Many delegations supported this idea from the floor, both at this and at the previous session, and we have heard no opposition to it. The second priority relates to the concepts of predictability, reliability, etc. We have thought long and hard about how we can find a compromise language in relation to these terms. Yesterday, we heard the UK's statement that they recognize the concepts of predictability and reliability as considerations as to how a system can be operated in a manner that meets core IHL legal obligations as opposed to legal obligations themselves. In line with this, and in the spirit of constructiveness, we will propose language during our specific comments on the text later that we hope will be amenable to all. This language will aim to frame these terms as characteristics that would be needed to ensure compliance with IHL and would give meaning to the prohibition in practice. I thank you.